50 meters. If you fart again, I'm going to get out of this car and catch a bus. In a moment, I'm going to lean across you and tell the policeman that you're an idiot and you're very sorry for driving so fast, officer. 75 meters after leaving the garage, I'm going to explain that it's not my fault if I can never remember which side the petrol cap is on. In 20 meters, I'm going to remind you that you're not invisible in traffic jams, and people can see you picking your nose. You have reached your destination. You may now throttle your passenger. In 150 meters, turn right. Take the next right, then right again until we're back home. Then wait while I nip in and change. These shoes just don't go with this dress. In 200 meters, I'm going to tell you again that women are actually better drivers than men, because all those insurance companies can't be wrong.
Absolutely brilliant.
At the next left, I'm just going to phone the babysitter's mobile one more time to check everything's all right. Then, in 100 meters, I'm going to ring our landline to check she's actually at our house. In 50 meters, I'm going to hear all the cars hooting and remind you that while I passed my test first time, it took you 3 goes, and you had to slip the examiner a tenner. At the roundabout, I'm going to say that I'm sorry my needing the toilet meant you missed the kickoff, but it's only a game, and there's another one next week. Over the next 3 miles, you will clearly see 6 potholes, 3 stop signs, a woman riding a horse, and a police car with its lights flashing. But I will point them all out to you anyway. At the roundabout, my coffee cup will career across the parcel shelf and drop its contents into your lap, which will serve you right for driving like a maniac.
That's funny. That's really good.
I think I've heard most of those.